In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Oh, wow, man. Welcome to all you ex-hippies out there, man.
Yeah, man.
That's my stoner voice. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Suck it to me.
You betcha. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the greatest decade ever, the 1960s.
You bet your boots.
English pop singer Dusty Springfield made this next song a hit in 1967 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It hit number 22. It also received a Best Song nomination at the 1968 Academy Awards, since the song was featured in the 1967 spoof James Bond film Casino Royale. That I didn't know, and we've seen all of the James Bond movies. The old ones.
I know. They're the best.
They're the best. But when you're listening to the song, think back. It brings some memories. And you can also think about Casino Royale. This would have been a perfect song for it.
Yes, it would.
Listen to The Book of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love, the same so much more than just words can ever say. I love you.
Boy, that sounds like a James Bond movie, doesn't, with all the models swimming like in the background and stuff like that. Yeah, it does. Anywho, my next song is by the soul rock funk band Sly and the Family Stone.
Ooh!
It was the B-side of their top 30 hit Stand. Now this one, you gotta crank it up all the way and groove to I Wanna Take You Higher.
Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka,
boom shakalaka. I love that song.
Hey, hey, hey.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Uh-huh, gotcha.
But me what?
Judy, you're always raving about cheer, but you're not using it.
Oh, I always use cheer in hot water, but see, this is a cold water wash.
You didn't know?
Know what?
Cheer's got so much power in cold water.
Yeah?
You don't need a special cold water detergent.
Uh-huh. But what about the whites? We'll get those clean in cold water.
Yep, even the whites.
Come on, how?
Cheer's preset for cold water.
What do you mean?
Well, it cleans and whitens better than any leading cold water detergent.
Any of them?
Any of them.
So if you're right, then that means that I don't need two detergents.
Right.
But if you're wrong...
Well, was I right? White enough?
White enough? Look at that shirt. I mean, look at this laundry whiteness.
And in cold water with cheer.
Yes. Here, I won't need this anymore. Oh, look at these socks. They're saying I'm white, I'm white. Oh, I'm so excited.
Wow, she really gets excited over,
laundry?
Wow, okay.
The Supremes topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks in 1964 with this next number. It is considered one of the most popular songs of the late 20th century and ranked number 324 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Let's reminisce with Baby Love.
Coming up is a song by Jefferson Airplane. It was released April 1st, 1967, and peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Listen to the great Grace Slick on Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found to be
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio. This next song was written for Dionne Warwick in 1963. It peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1963 and number 1 on the Cashbox Rhythm and Blues chart in 1964 and was nominated for a 1965 Grammy Award for the Best Rhythm and Blues Recording. Don't walk out on this one, it's a good one. Here she is with Walk On By.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. 'Cause each time I see you, I'll break down and cry. Walk on.
The song that's coming up was conceived, arranged, and rehearsed in just half an hour.
Wow.
In and out. In and out. That's it.
Wow.
It reached number 2 in the UK and number 7 in the US. And this is one of those songs that will stay in your head forever once you hear it. So enjoy the Spencer Davis Group with Gimme Some Lovin'.
Oh,
portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Ooh, good idea.
Paul Anka wrote this popular song in 1960 for Annette Funicello, a Mousketeer, that he had a crush on. I didn't know he liked Annette Funicello, but he did. It hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in that year. Listen to Puppy Love.
And they called it Puppy Love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love, just because we're 17. Tell them all it, please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream. I cry each night, my tears for you. My tears are all in vain. I'll hope and I'll pray that maybe someday you'll be back, in my arms. Please, is the answer up above? How can I, oh, how can I tell them this is not a puppy love?
This is not a puppy love.
Someone help me, help me, help me, please. Is the answer up above? How can I ever tell them this is not a puppy love?
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.